Pod Clubhouse.
This is Lauren.
This is Steph.
And today we're covering Love is Blind Reunion.
The reunion.
Yeah, so a year has passed.
Which is insane.
Yeah, a week for us, but a year for them. So apparently this was, unbeknownst to us, recorded a long time ago.
I didn't even think shows did that. I didn't think they waited.
I got tricked.
I know.
So what was the most shocking thing to see?
Well, first of all, that Amber's blonde. I was like, who is that?
So oh, yeah, that's you Amber. Were more shocked by her hair color change than the fact that Gia, Nina, and Damien are still together?
I know, no. I just, initially, I was like, whoa, who is that? But yeah, they just started off the show with that, like, so, you guys are still together. Who's together? Who's together? And Damien and Gia, Nina raised their hand. Like, what?
Yeah, we didn't expect that. But of course, the two couples that ended the show together are still together, still married.
Yeah.
Amber and Barnett, and then Cameron and Lauren.
Lauren.
So do you want to talk about, which couple do you want to talk about first?
Oh, I don't know. I think that it was a really interesting show, the way that they just recapped everybody, went sort of through each person and talked about where they are now. I think, you know, the couples that are married, they gave a lot of interesting information about. So we could start with some of the other couples. Like Kenny and Kelly are one that come to mind. Just checking in with them, they were just saying that she is single now and he is dating.
Yeah, he actually said he could not be doing better. And like, how do you think that feels to her that he's like, yeah, I couldn't be doing better. And because of this experiment, like, it's taught me a lot about myself and got me to where I am today. I mean, perfectly politically correct, Kenny. He's not going to say anything negative at all.
He was so well spoken and like put, it's like he had known what he was going to say and was just said his piece and was like, and I'm done.
Do you think he was trying to kill her with kindness a little bit?
Yes, of course.
I mean, or do you think he just really is that kind?
Both. I don't know. He seems like he is that kind of person, but I feel like he definitely just had sort of a practiced comment and was like, and I'm done.
Well, he also said that he couldn't be embarrassed by anything now.
I wasn't sure what he meant by that. Like, what was, did he just mean that his friends and family showed up and she said, like, what was,
well, really... he has had a bride walk away from him at the altar.
I know, but I just
he has had like a sex conversation with a girlfriend or fiance or whatever, televised.
That's true.
And he said that if it can help other people, it's all worth it.
Yeah.
That's how nice this guy is.
I know. What I wrote down whenever it was time to talk about Kelly and Kenny was, she's just not that into you.
Like, oh, absolutely. It,
poor guy. Like, he did nothing. He was so sweet and wonderful. And she just could not get into him, which there, makes no sense. Because
well, there's nothing wrong with that,
no,
though.
If I
know. If the chemistry isn't there, you shouldn't force it. I don't think
I
that
agree.
She did anything wrong.
And she said that. She just said, what did she, I wrote down. She just said, I love him, but I'm not in love with him. And she just couldn't get there.
She said that she has a habit, though, of friend zoning guys.
Yeah.
And that she, though she's single now, since the show, she's actually dated one of her friends that was actually at their wedding. And so I think she's concerned with herself. She's like, I date really nice guys and I just don't love them. And what is wrong with me? And I feel like she got really emotional. And she said some things I didn't really understand.
But yeah, I wasn't sure what was
she was crying when she said it. And she wasn't. At probably in her most well-spoken state, but she, whenever she was like, I just have to ask myself, like, what are you going to accept into your life?
Right.
And I didn't really know what she meant.
I know. It was confusing what she meant, but even at the end of their little conversation, she said she had wanted to continue dating him.
Yeah.
But that didn't happen. So I wonder.
Well, she also said that they agreed on an I don't.
Yeah.
Before they ever, like, long before they were ever going to be married. And I think that she thought, I don't at the altar doesn't mean I don't for this relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think he
was done.
I think he was done. It ended it for him. But like she said, her head and her heart were not in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely don't think she did anything wrong there. I think, you know, sometimes it's really painful to just end things when nobody did anything wrong to you.
Yeah.
You know, you just aren't feeling it. But just because they don't do something terrible, like, you can still break up with them.
Yeah, exactly. So. It just is what it is for them, I think. I think all of our other couples have a lot to discuss. So where do you want to go next?
You want to talk about Carlton and Diamond?
Yeah.
Let's start with Carlton.
Okay. No, I was just going to say, I thought he was emotional about how that went down. I think he has really struggled since the show.
He said that the proposal was the happiest day of his life and that he's always trying to top it.
Yes. So he can move on. He said, I'm trying to top that so I can move on.
Yeah. But he doesn't regret the show because he's like, having expressed his deepest, darkest secret about a past of being bisexual has actually kind of freed him. Like he feels like he doesn't carry this burden of like, oh, I have a secret. Who's going to find out? It's just kind of like, okay, everybody knows.
Yeah.
I can feel free to be me. I think that's a good, peaceful place to be in life. Yeah. There's a lot of self, inner peace that comes with that.
I think rehashing their relationship just makes me sad. Because he is just, he is sort of expressing that he really, like, wanted to marry her. And the way it just, like, fell apart so quickly and easily. And he was just saying, like, I reverted back to that fear and I just shut down and...
It wasn't the bisexual thing. That's not what broke them. It was that they did not fight nicely.
Yes.
And that they communicated unconstructively and disrespectfully. That the disrespect is what tore up their relationship.
And that was like the line in the sand for her. Like she was like, no, you're not going to talk to me like that. And then that's no more. So
it could have been anything. I think that he took that to heart, that it was that.
Yeah.
But it was disrespect. But he did accept responsibility for that. Yeah. He said, you know, all of the name calling in tears. He said he would have done whatever it took to be sitting happily married to her on that couch. That's what he said. And
I know. I'm like, oh.
Okay.
Oh
did gosh. You think he was going to propose when he stood up and walked over to her?
Oh my gosh. He pulls the ring box like out of his pocket and he's like talking about how he wanted to like move forward from there. And then he gets down on one knee and the look on her face was like, what is happening? And the look on my face.
Oh, yeah. Like, and then the sigh of relief whenever he goes, don't worry, I'm not proposing. And she was like, okay.
I can breathe. My gosh.
But I think that they had their moment of at least moving forward with like true forgiveness moving forward. And even though they both said that they had already like made a phone call on her birthday or something. Yeah,
they'd already like mended the fence a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But,
but just, I think, you know, she opened that line of communication at least before they got there. So, and she said that's like really the only reason she was able to sit on the couch was
because
they had kind of already apologized or whatever.
This reunion, we haven't said, had to be super awkward for everybody in the room because it's like there was a lot of weird stuff that went down.
Yes. So she just said, so he gets down on one knee and like apologizes and just says, can we, you know, move forward from here with no promise of what that is, but just that we can move forward. And she said, yeah, I accept your apology. And they hugged.
One of the things that I'm really glad that was taken away was that Carlton defended her as well and said, just so you know, he never thought she was homophobic.
Yeah, no.
And I feel like if anything negative could have, like, all of the keyboard warriors could have said about her, she said she's gotten death threats. Aww. And him too. And that, who is going to watch a show and, like, death threat these people? I don't even know who these people are, but...
I know.
I feel like it was really nice that he got that way out in the air. Like, she was not homophobic.
Right.
This was a disrespect.
Yes.
Disrespectful dealing with each other. Issue. Actually, on both of their parts.
I agree.
She came out of her character and Vanessa, the host, actually asked her how she would rewrite the scene. I don't know. I just feel like that right there.
Yeah.
Tells just you.
Handle it differently. But she said she would have come at it with more kindness or more comforting. Her heart was in the right place. It just really went down wrong for both of them.
Yeah.
Which is sad. Makes me so sad.
So what do you think is the most, we were talking about awkward. What do you think is the most like tense, awkward moment that happened in this reunion?
Oh my gosh. I mean, Amber, like talking about the whole issue with Barnett and Jessica and just like straight up confronting her and just like, no, girl, that's not okay.
What did she say? Bae, you shiesty.
Yeah. She's called her a name.
She said,
and called her shiesty.
Yeah. She was like, you were an engaged woman. You were who you were leading on.
I know. And she was hard on her.
She was hard on her. She said you were disingenuous.
She's not wrong.
She's not nice about it.
Well, I mean, she called her out for being... I thought it was wrong how she was treating Mark, and she's talking to Barnett this whole time, like, with Amber in the room, and I did... Like, that was just not right.
One thing that Amber has a chance to explain on this reunion show that we didn't see on the other show is that there was a strong sense of girl power among the women. I don't think that we saw that. I think we thought they were all kind of like, if they were going for the same guy, it was catty.
Yeah.
But Amber explains that LC and Amber and Jessica all kind of realized that they were all going for Barnett. Yeah. And they had made an agreement that, listen, we're just not going to talk about our dates with each other because
it's
kind of awkward and everybody can have their chance or whatever. Yeah. But we didn't realize when Jessica was like following her around, like,
you don't need to trust him. You don't need to watch out for him. He's going to mess with you, like just in her face. Yeah. About Barnett.
We didn't realize that she was actually also breaking like a mutual understanding of like, you don't do that. Anyway, did you see Barnett's face? whenever Amber goes off on Jessica.
Yeah.
He was like, can I disappear? Can I not be like right between you two? Like,
yeah, he was sitting in between.
Yeah. do you think that they like strategically placed and Jessica like right behind?
Yeah.
Like, I think that they did that on purpose. Like, that was definitely good job, producers. Yeah. That was great.
Oh, my gosh.
How did you feel that Jessica took to all of the bashing? Do you feel like she properly handled it? What did you think about her reaction?
I think she kind of had a hard time explaining herself. It just didn't kind of all come together and make sense to me what she was trying to say. But I think she understood, you know, she definitely stated that she came off wrong on the show and it was painful for her to watch it. And she's like, you know, I drank too much and this and that. Like, she was naming all the things that she did wrong and she was like trying to take ownership for it.
I agree.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a weird conversation, but she was trying to get there and just say like, okay, I did all these things and I messed up and I've learned from it and I've changed, you know, so...
I actually had some respect for her to show up. You know, I think if I were her and if I had behaved the way she did and on, you know, such a popular television show, to show up and graciously take responsibility
and say, apologize.
I don't like the person I saw and I'm really sorry moving forward. I respect you and I respect your relationship. There's nothing else she can do.
Yeah.
Like, just it was a mistake and we're all human. And so... you know, wouldn't want to date her, wouldn't want to marry her, probably wouldn't want to hang out with her, but
she did. She showed up and owned it.
That's all you can do, you know? I respect her for that.
I'm sure it was really hard.
I actually didn't really like, you know, when they asked Amber, they're like, okay, well, you got the guy. Like, do you accept her apology or not? I feel like Amber's like, oh, I need time or I don't know. I don't know what you need. I know it. Like anytime you are really hurt by something and somebody apologizes, it still is kind of like, oh, I don't want to forgive you like yet or you're not ready to. But it's been a year. Right. People.
That's been a long time.
Yeah.
And it's over and said and done. So like, why can't you just move on and say, yes, okay, thank you.
Especially for something on this level.
Yeah.
It's not like
she's still around.
Or I don't know.
I don't know. I thought she should have just said, graciously said, yes, I accept your apology. Whether she felt that, I feel like just Jessica apologized and Amber should have just said, okay, thank you. You know, like just.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, like just be the bigger person. I don't know.
I definitely agree.
Amber is very feisty, so I don't think that's in her nature to just say like, okay, thank you.
I agree. She's a feisty one.
Yeah.
Okay, so what did you think whenever Amber said something about the divorce papers?
I know. They were talking about their relationship and like what they've been doing over the past year. And she mentioned that she had thought about filing for divorce. I think it's probably something that would have happened. I mean, when you get married that quickly, obviously there's a lot of growing pains. So I'm not surprised by that necessarily. I'm happy to see that they worked through it and stayed together and didn't just jump into that. But I can see how getting married that quickly and it's going to lead to a lot of bumpy roads.
She said that they had a hard time with the financial expectations with each other. And just their spousal expectations, what a wife's supposed to do, what a husband's supposed to do. And then him being so flirtatious.
Yes.
I think she, you know, she's more like possessive and
definitely
not going to have any of that.
I thought it was funny that they just were like, oh, we've been having a lot of fun. We've been traveling. We've been partying, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, so all you guys do is just like go out and party? Like, that's the impression I got because she just even mentioned like when they were talking, she was talking about maybe filing for divorce. She's like, well, I mean, we just party differently. And I'm like, what?
Do people have party styles?
I was like, is that what all you do? But I thought they seemed to be really in a really good place and really happy. But I'm not surprised that they had a few bumps in the road for sure.
Everybody would, especially in like you get to know each other and get married in 30 days.
Yeah, that's...
Like,
That's an interesting way.
And they're both stubborn, and they both admitted that, so.
But they seem good. Yeah.
So Giannina and Damien are still together.
Yeah.
So the last time we saw them, they were at the altar.
Yeah.
And Giannina, who's been toxic, calling him a mother effer, like their whole entire relationship, gets up on the altar and says, I do.
Yeah.
And then.
Which was shocking.
Which nobody thought that would happen. And then Damien, of course, said, I don't.
Which is shocking.
And then she's the one that ends up like running out of the chapel and falling her ass down a ditch in her wedding dress and like running off crying and.
Super dramatic. And then they came back together and were like fighting in the chapel. And I was shocked that she said, I do, first of all, because she was so hot and cold in and out this whole time. Like, I love you. I don't know. I can't do that. Like,
I lost the butterflies.
I know. I don't even know what that means. I'm
like, the butterflies are gone today, but they're back now.
Yeah. She was so like fickle with him and just. One day she's in, the next day she's out. So I was shocked that she said yes at the altar because I thought for sure it would be the opposite. And then when he said no, that was the biggest like shock moment for the whole show for me.
Well, I think he was even shocked by it because so he explained on the reunion.
Yes.
One of the things that they agreed upon is that they would always walk away together. Okay. Well so he thought that she was going to say, I don't, because obviously they have a toxic, I can't think of the word, but like a relationship that would not work.
Right.
Like clearly nobody needs to tell them that. Of course she's going to say, I don't. And he thought they were going to walk out as an I don't.
Together.
Mutually together. Yeah. We don't.
Which was an interesting fact for me. I didn't realize that.
Yeah. I didn't realize that either.
They were there. So.
Well, so whenever she gets up there and says, I do. And he's like, oh, you do?
I mean, the look on his face, like he would, you have to see it, guys. Like, you can't even describe, like, how uncomfortable he looked. He looked like he was about to pass out. Like, he was sweating profusely. His face was, I'm like,
his
what is happening?
White. His face was like ghost-like white.
I just could not understand. I'm like, what is he doing? And then he's like, I'm sorry, I don't. I'm like, what? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Then they show the last of the series is like they're fighting in the chapel and she just like for whatever reason rips her dress, which I don't understand why that was significant. Like,
I think that's part of her self-sabotage.
She rips part of her dress off and hands it back to him and like walks out. I'm like, okay.
What'd you say? Here's your bow?
Yeah.
What did that even mean?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. Giannina?
What does that mean?
We don't know what that,
we're
why
so
you did
confused.
That. I know.
So then when at this reunion, they're still together. Like, oh my gosh.
Did you notice how on the reunion, she kind of sounded more reasonable and she didn't have this airy voice? Like, she didn't talk like this anymore.
Yeah, she seemed a lot different.
Yeah, she seemed kind of normal. By the end, she was blubbering again and herself. But at the beginning, she like sounded composed. And
Damien was pretty quiet. He didn't say a whole lot, I don't think. I thought he was pretty quiet about it. But they just said that they're dating, they're working it out, they're spending time together, they're in a good place.
Yeah.
And
still very much together or something like that, right?
So I was shocked to see that for sure. But hopefully they are in a good place and
I wish them the best.
Yeah, keep going, I guess. I mean they seem like they're doing good.
What about Mark?
I think that Mark tried to just keep it buttoned up. I think he was just like, yep, doing good. Okay, he's moving on. Like, he didn't really want to get into it, I don't think.
Yeah, he's single.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
just said, I learned a lot about myself. It's like, what's his comment?
You don't get very much from him or Kenny. It's just like, they're like politically correct.
Yep.
Steady.
Buttoned up. He's like, okay, I'm good.
But don't you feel like he is proof that love is blind? When I say that, I mean in the traditional sense. You know how when people are in love, they just can't see the flaws of the people around them? He could never see Jessica's BS.
Yeah. Like, I didn't understand, too. Like, whenever she would drink at these events, like, through this episode, through the series, you'd find her, like, drinking, and then she'd act all irrational and say really mean things to him, and he was just like, babe.
I understand how you feel that way.
I'm like, what? I'm like, don't you see that she's being like totally unreasonable?
Yeah.
But he was just wanted to be with her, I thought.
I don't know how he really feels because I don't feel like he really says that kind of stuff. But he still claims that he respects Jessica after everything.
Yeah.
That it was worth the price of admission. You know, he even defends her and saying we were just two people trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I know he was really a stand-up guy about it. Like, just... Yeah.
The only thing he does criticize her about is he says, I really wish you would have told me that you were still having feelings for Barnett.
But really,
how are you going to do that? No. How are you going to be like, I love you so much, but I also really have these feelings for someone else? That's like,
I get why he would say that, but in this like accelerated timeline that they were in, I don't feel like they really had time to hash out other feelings that she's having for another guy.
Absolutely. But, I think that that's not really a realistic thing to express, especially if you're really trying to make it work out.
Right.
Which I think she was.
I think she wanted to want
to explore everything.
I think she wanted to want to work it out with him, but she didn't.
For sure.
Yeah.
So did you notice how they got to talk about like who they enjoyed dating, like that they didn't end up with?
Yeah.
The guys all liked Lauren. Oh, apparently. She has
charming everybody.
Yes.
And Damien had said that he dated her throughout the whole first, you know, whatever many days, every day.
Yeah. And they're all chiming in. And you see Cameron being like, okay, good enough, she's mine.
Yeah.
But so it was really cool to see Cameron and
then Diamond said she was like, ooh, Mark was cute. He was like, she liked him in person.
And then they were both single.
I know.
And so then the host was like, remember, he's single. So wouldn't that be funny if like Diamond and Mark somehow end up together?
Yeah, that'd be awesome, I think.
So let's talk about Cameron and Lauren.
All right.
The newlyweds. The
happy couple.
They said that they've never been happier.
Yeah.
And being that, you remember, I was kind of feeling like he was very scientist-y about all of this. They said they're still experimenting daily. Okay, I don't know what that means. I know. Probably don't want to know.
He did use some scientific terms. It was so funny.
But you caught it this time. Yeah. In the past, you're just like, your love is blind for him.
Yes.
That you don't even see these things. That was funny. But he got her a puppy. And he doesn't even like dogs. And he got her a puppy. And
I know.
The puppy's name is Sparks.
I think that's the cutest thing ever.
That is really cute.
Okay, now I'm going to be stalking Instagram to find a picture of the puppy.
The puppy's a year old now, so the puppy's pretty big now.
I'm sure they've already started the puppy's own Instagram account from day one.
Yeah, I'm sure the puppy has already had puppies.
Probably not. Millions of followers.
How cool is it that both their families got together for Thanksgiving this year? I mean, they're like the leaders for the interracial.
They were so sweet.
Marriages.
They were saying that they both changed, but that the change is good. Like Cameron said, it's not, you know, people act like change is bad or someone changing is a bad thing. He's like, it's not. It's a good thing to grow and change with somebody. And they were just really sweet. Oh my gosh. They're like both, and they're both tearing up, talking about their family. Like they are just the cutest. Oh my gosh.
They're a class act for sure.
Yeah.
And when they were talking about their kids, they're constantly like, what will our kids look like?
Yeah.
And they're like, maybe Drake, maybe Barack Obama.
They were so cute. And then they said, well, maybe one day. I think they're not ready for that. But he's got the house for it. So
that's true. They're already bought the house. But they didn't talk about if they stayed in that house or not. Because remember, she was kind of, in the episode, she was like, I like your house.
But yeah, she was like, okay.
It's not my house.
Right.
It's not my location. You know, she had her whole little
talk. And I'm glad that they circled back around and talked about her dad, because in the series, she sort of talked up her dad as being, this is going to be a hard sell for my dad. Like, I don't think he's really going to like you kind of talk. And Cameron was like, it's okay. I got it. Like, I can handle it. And it did. I thought their meeting on the show went well, but the dad was pretty skeptical. Like, well, we'll just see how it goes. So when they recapped at the reunion and just said that it's all going well, and he was so sweet. He's like, well, he loves Lauren and I love Lauren, so we have that in common.
Yeah, and that her dad was such a big person who shaped her that, of course, he loves her because he actually sees her dad in her.
Right. Yeah, so it was, he was just saying that they have formed a great relationship and the families are all getting along and blended and everybody's happy. So sweet.
Apple picking in Maine.
Yeah, she said they went apple picking.
Didn't she say deers, though?
Yeah. She said, I saw the deers.
Come on, Lauren.
Like, what is that?
You're a smart girl. You know that's not called deers when you have plural deer. Oh, that was funny.
So funny.
I think that we covered all the peeps. Yeah. Did we cover all the peeps?
I think so.
Did you hear the host at the end, Vanessa, say season one in the books?
So? Hopefully there's a season two. I
hadn't even considered that.
I know.
Like when I was watching and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, there could I mean, be of course, more. Like this yeah. could be like some 20-year show that, like I The Bachelor or something.
I hope it stays this pure though. Like I just like the premise of how they set up the show. I don't want it to get like The Bachelor and it's like polluted with all these silliness and.
No, you know,
I don't know.
You know.
I know.
We'll see.
We'll see. But I would be definitely in for season two. But I think it has a lot to do with the people that are on the show. And I think that Cameron and Lauren just like carried it for sure. Like people were rooting for them and wanting to see them together. And up until the wedding day, she was still like not giving the audience 100%. Like she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't know?
Like, well, Lauren. I think it's because she's actually a reasonable person.
Right. And
she's
it's like, been like 2 weeks.
I feel like this is wonderful, but I am intellectually smart enough to know that this is crazy.
Right.
So I know. It was a big step for her.
Yeah. It was so wonderful. I loved it. Their wedding was so sweet.
Well, but looking forward to seeing if they will have another season of this with a new cast. And maybe even some of the cast members that walked away single might even, that's a prediction, maybe make a cameo or show up on the show.
That would be good. I wouldn't mind seeing Mark again.
What would you think about if like Cameron and Lauren were the hosts of the next one? That would be cool, right?
I think they would be great hosts, actually.
I mean, because did we really need Lachey? Did we obviously need obviously Nick Lachey and Vanessa Lachey to show up?
He said obviously.
Yeah, I'm obviously way Nick Lachey. Oh, obviously. This is Vanessa Lachey, and I'm obviously Nick Lachey. I'm like,
what?
Have I ever heard
they it? They really were Coffee literally on how many episodes, though? Like two. They were at the beginning, like introducing the show. They showed up in Mexico for like a minute.
They weren't I mean, very present,
no,
for sure.
No, they were definitely.
So that's why I think Lauren which and I Cameron feel bad about saying. Be, like, awesome.
I love Nick Lachey. I think that he's been in other reality TV shows with his brothers, and I've watched him on other shows, and I think that he's like a nice guy and rooting for him or whatever, but I don't think that they're really like
middle
that.
Middle school, 98 degrees. Right? That's where I know Nick Lachey from. I think it's really funny that he was on a reality TV show with his ex-wife,
right?
The Newlyweds, with Jessica Simpson.
Yep, which I watched.
Oh, I watched that too. And then now he's got to do it again. It looks like, to me, it looks like if you had already like had a relationship that didn't work and it was very highly publicized on a reality show, you probably just would be like, this time,
let's not go there
let's
again.
Let's just keep our work life and our love life separate. But no.
Yeah. They were on a show together, too, about his brothers, and he were opening a restaurant or something. Oh, and she made a couple of appearances, but it was more about him and his brothers, but she was on it, too. And
maybe that warmed him up again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I don't know. I hate to say it because I really liked them as a couple, but they weren't too valuable to the show, unfortunately.
No, I mean, what host would be in this show? Yeah. It's about the characters.
It's not Chris Harrison to say one more rose. Like, we can't count.
That's because there's room for everybody.
Exactly.
So, well, we hope you enjoyed our coverage of the Love is Blind reunion. And
we hope to talk to you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. This has been an original Pod Clubhouse production. Pod Clubhouse is a podcast network dedicated to encouraging collaboration among podcasters and friends to bring a fresh voice and diverse perspective on a wide array of content. Please visit and leave a comment for us at podclubhouse.com. Rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast feeds on Apple Podcasts. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can find us at Pod Clubhouse. Our DMs are always open, and we'd love to hear from you.
Pod Clubhouse.